music used in the Broadway production of A Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, a play based on the remarkable 2003 book by Mark Haddon. And it's going to be presented locally by Some Theater Company. Joining us in studio from the cast, Robert Brangwyn, who plays the part of Christopher Boone. Robert, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
And also with us in studio from, I'm going to get it right, the Maine Autism Institute for Education and Research, Deborah Rooks Ellis.
Yes, thank you.
Glad to have you both here. Well, I remember reading this book when it first came out, and just I read it in a night. I couldn't put it down and being absolutely blown away. And then when I heard it was going to Broadway, I thought, that's fantastic. How in the world will they do it? And that's part of the magic of this show is it's one of the most unique stagings that you'll ever see.
Absolutely. Even for Some Theater Company as a community theater, we're adding in quite a bit of some of the personality and the uniqueness that the Broadway staging had that was part of the Broadway experience, such as like really cool projections and incredible tech aspects that are going to just blow audiences away. And I'm so excited.
Well, because part of the mission is to put the audience inside the head of your character, Christopher Boone, and let's lay out some of this. Christopher's, if I remember, 15 years old?
He is 15, yes.
And he finds a dead dog.
Mm-hmm. In his neighbor's yard. And the dog's name is Wellington, and he absolutely adores Wellington. He was going over to say hello when he stumbles across a murder scene. And so he takes it upon himself to investigate and interrogate the neighborhood and try to figure out what happened. And he discovers way more than he expected, and his whole world unravels.
Yeah, learns about not simply Wellington, but about himself, his family.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of the puzzle is that Christopher Boone is also autistic. Mm-hmm. He is on the spectrum. And we then turn to our left to Deborah, because I know you've been involved a lot with the cast and the production team, and I'm sure a big part of this is making sure everybody gets it right.
Yes, so the cast has been reading this book, of course, and the script, and they have a sense and understanding of this young man who has autism, and the entire show is about putting yourself in that character's place and learning what it is to feel like when you have autism.
And what's that challenge like? I mean, as an actor, you've got a bazillion lines we were talking during the break, but then to also try and capture that honestly.
It's definitely been a challenge. I'm very familiar with high-functioning autism. I've been around it most of my life. And just being able to... I also did a lot of research, interviews with very successful people who have struggled with autism growing up. And it was really enlightening, and to get to play Christopher, it's really cool to kind of flip my brain a little bit, and it's so wonderful building this joyous, curious, incredibly smart character that just exudes personality in every single thing he does.
Well, it's so interesting to me. I teach school, and I've dealt with a number of students on the spectrum through the years, and I think people have some misperceptions about what it means to have autism, and so many of the students I've had are incredibly bright, have an amazing ability to remember the most minute details of things, and others who have been incredibly verbal and well-spoken, where you would say, I can't believe there's even an issue here.
Absolutely. And that's the unique thing about autism, is that they look just like you and I, and except for some characteristics that separate them from maybe not having eye contact or being able to interact socially in the same, understanding the same cues that we use every day, we would not even know that they have autism. So that's one of the unique characteristics. And the Center for Disease Control estimates that there are 1 in 59 individuals with autism. That's the prevalence rate. So it's a highly important aspect, and that's one of our roles at the Maine Autism Institute, is to really bring about this awareness of autism as well as acceptance.
Well, and that's, I give credit to Elaine Bard and everybody involved with Sim Theater Company, because this has kind of been standard practice for the companies when you do these very edgy and unique shows. And this one, I know the rights just became available fairly recently, but they've done a great job of reaching out to experts in the community to get their input to make sure that you're finding the truth in these characters.
Absolutely. It would be very, just, we don't want to send the wrong message, especially here. And so we've all been doing our research and just reaching out, because it's important to get the message that the show gets across. I hope it really opens the eyes of the audience members who come to see it and who maybe don't think about people with autism all that much.
Who else is involved in the production, both cast-wise and in the production crew?
We have about 10 cast members, and we've had a little bit of trouble swapping around some roles and stuff. So now our director, Aaron Bard, is part of the show, and we're just so tight-knit, and it's so, so wonderful to be working with everyone in the cast, because they've all encountered students, people with autism on a daily basis, and they work with them quite a bit, and it's very fun, and just what a community.
And really, you'll be performing up in Orono at the Keith Anderson Community Center. What are the dates again for this?
We open next weekend. We have a soft show on Thursday for people on the spectrum. They can come and enjoy the show. It's a little bit more toned down because there's a lot of...
some of the visual and audio stimulus?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's a soft, easy viewing experience. And then we continue on through the weekend.
So you've got tech coming up this weekend?
Yes, we do. We're building the set. We start loading stuff in tonight, and we start building this weekend.
Wow, that's fantastic. What does this mean to the autistic community in this area?
I think it's important for them to understand that we, as a community, are supporting their needs, their understanding, making this something that we want everyone to know about and to feel accepted in the community. And so we have reached out to all of the families that we support and work with across the state, let them know about this sensory-friendly showing on Thursday, let them know about the showings throughout the weekend, and invited them to be a part of this. We're also on Sunday having a talk back, so we'll invite the audience members to ask questions of the cast. I will be there as well, and to just ask questions about what is autism, what is it like to be in the show, what special things are needed, what strategies can we use to support. So we're very excited about the talk back on Sunday.
That sounds wonderful. And what's the mission of your organization?
So the Maine Autism Institute is a partnership between the Maine Department of Education and the University of Maine. And our mission is to work with families across the state as well as professionals and provide resources and supports and guidance about autism. And we also offer professional development and family events all throughout the state, as well as an early intervention support system throughout the entire state.
Fantastic. Robert, what's the biggest challenge about playing Christopher Boone?
Christopher is very, very, very smart. Christopher is very into math and space and things. And so he has long, long monologue type lines that are about going on about space and black holes and gravity. And he also has long strings of numbers that he repeats to himself in order to calm him down. And just memorizing those are quite a challenge for me. You should see my high school report card for math. It's quite a challenge, but man, is it a fun one.
Yeah. Now,
it really is.
Had you read the book before being cast?
I have not read the book. I still haven't read the book, but I've done all the research about the character's journey in the book and stuff like that. It's definitely on the top of my list of what to read.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be fantastic. Keith Anderson Community Center in Orono opening next weekend. Sum Theater Company's production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Deborah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Robert, great to see you. Say hi to your brother, John, who's awesome.
Of course. Hey, buddy, if you're listening, love you.
Thanks again.
Of course.
Thank you. Break a leg next week.